Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest for a while." People were coming and going in such great numbers that they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we come to the end of our biennial 4-week study of the letter to the Hebrews, with which we begin ordinary time in the odd years, because this letter orients our entire Christian life in the common time in which we seek holiness. It shows us how to do it. And on Tuesday, we had what I consider the climax of this entire letter, which then can be used to interpret everything else that was said throughout the letter, which is, since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us detach ourselves from all the sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of our faith. To keep our eyes firmly fixed in the Lord Jesus is the secret to the Christian life. It's the hinge on which everything else depends. And as we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus today in the readings, we see, schmankniezumai, your favorite word, carrying over from the Jubilee of Mercy. We see his heart bursting with mercy for the crowds, and how Jesus interacts with the crowds, what he does for the people in the gospel, because that's the same thing that he wants to do on us. So today, let's fix our eyes anew on the Lord as he seeks to love us in this way. He does 5 things today. First thing, when his guts were exploding with compassion, he began to teach. How important it is for us to acquire that capacity to listen to the Lord, because that is the way first that he takes us out of darkness and into his light, so that we might not just know the truth and be set free by the truth, but be able to live the truth and help others likewise to experience that liberation. Jesus taught them many things. He's got so much more to teach us. We'll never exhaust it. And the more we fix our eyes on Jesus, the more we see not just his heart explode, but his mouth open in order to teach us more and more about the more important things. Second thing we see Jesus do is that he takes us away from the crowds for rest. Jesus knows how much we need rest. Sometimes, especially in the priesthood and religious life, with all the work that needs to be done and the fact that there's always a super need for laborers, there are never enough harvesters, that we can think that his will for us is to work and work and work and work and work. He does want us to work hard. He wants us to collaborate with him. But at the same time, he's constantly, out of love for us, bringing us apart from that work in order to be able to rest. We need to hear this. Jesus says to us each day as we begin, "Come away to rest. Come away with me." says it at the times of retreats. He says it at days of recollection over the course of every month. He'll say it with many of the aspects of our life throughout the day, especially the parts of our life that stop on a dime and pray with an aspiration, pray with an angelus at midday, pray with a memorare here or there whenever a need comes on up. Jesus is constantly in the midst of our activity, calling us apart to be with him. And we need to have the docility to go. Third thing, let's just finish that point about what the rest is. Jesus tells us the Lord tells us in the psalm today, in verdant pastures he gives me repose. By restful waters he leads me to refresh my soul. The Lord, when he draws us away, isn't just absenting us from the crowds. He's giving us something specifically. He's bringing us to the places where he wishes to refresh our soul. And that renewal happens in communion with him. He'll say in St. Matthew's Gospel, "Learn from me, for I'm meek and humble of heart. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and you will find rest for yourself." That our rest in the midst of activity is not necessarily on a beach on a beautiful sunny day sipping a mint julep. Our rest comes from being together with the Lord. That is what strengthens us. It is what makes us literally new. To yoke ourselves to Jesus, that's what he seeks to do, and that's why our prayer is so important. Third flows from the second, which is that Jesus wants to yoke himself to us on the inside so that he can begin to live in us and act through us. What do we see in today's first reading? It tells us, "May he carry out in you what is pleasing to him," meaning the Father, "through Jesus Christ." That Jesus wants to carry out and make us fully pleasing the Lord in our praise and in our action. And that's why at the beginning of this passage we say, "Through Jesus, let us continually offer sacrifice of praise to God." That is the fruit of lips that confess his name. For us, Christian action is not on our own given to God. Our action is through God himself. It's united to the Lord. That's what's distinctive. Which means what? That there is, in the sense of even the most busy Christian activity, a sense where we are supposed to be resting in the Lord as we do it. That it is something that's supposed to give us peace as we are doing it. That's what it means to sanctify our work, to do it through, with, and in the Lord in the same way that we offer this Mass. That's how we make our whole day a liturgy of the hours. Fourth, Jesus from the inside wants to lead us and perfect our faith. In the responsorial psalm today, we see how the Lord guides us in right paths for his name's sake. And even if we walk in the darkest of valleys, we know he's at our side with his rod and his staff to comfort us. Throughout this letter to the Hebrews, it has been trying to help the first Christians grasp how in the midst of all their sufferings and persecutions, the Lord is with them. It describes earlier in the letter how Christ himself became obedient through his sufferings, so that through those very sufferings and our uniting ourselves to Jesus and his sufferings and our sufferings to his, we might in fact come to what he has gained. And so the more we are conscious, the more we keep our eyes firmly fixed on Jesus, not outside in an icon, but living and enacting through us, when we hit those very rough patches in ordinary human life, We know we don't meet them alone, but we can almost sense a strength that comes from within, from that good shepherd with his rod and his staff, not far away from us, but in our inmost being. And the fifth, we see that the good shepherd feeds. Jesus' big concern in drawing his faithful apart was that they were working so hard that they didn't even have the opportunity to eat. Later we will see that when the people were hanging on his words, his heart, continuously out of compassion, fed them with the miracle of the multiplication of loaves and fish. The Lord is constantly concerned to feed us. The Good Shepherd, it says, prepares a table before us in the sight of our foes. And that table has many courses. It's the ordinary course for which we pray, give us today our daily bread. It has the supernatural course in which we hang on every word that drops from his mouth. We recognize that our food is to do the will of the one who sent us, just as Jesus did. But that Jesus is constantly trying to nourish us for that journey. And the greatest of all nourishment we know is himself. He gives us himself as our supplement. Today, as we come forward, fixing our eyes on the Lord Jesus on this day of Mary, we recall that Mary herself shows us how this is done. She had always intentionally sought the Lord, and then she grasped that the long-awaited Messiah was growing within her. She was able, with him, to be taught from within his lessons of humility. She was able to yoke herself to him from the inside and find rest. Together with him, she was going to make John the Baptist leap and Elizabeth rejoice. Same Lord wants to praise the Father and serve others in us. We see that while Mary herself was walking, Jesus within was guiding. It's that interior compass attached to her and speaking, whispering in conscience. And that as he was being nourished through her, he was simultaneously feeding. Together as we come forward to yoke ourselves to Christ so that that same Jesus might live within us, we ask Mary to help us to say fiat to all of this, because the Lord continues to look on compassion toward us, and he wants to draw us away to spend our whole life with him. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.